When was the last time you walked into the next room and thought, what did I come in here for? Researchers have found that memory could in fact be affected by passing through doorways. They even have a name for it, the doorway effect. To tell us more about this is Assistant Professor Oliver Baumann from the School of Psychology at Bond University. Good morning, Oliver.
Oh, good morning, Marlene.
Thank you so much for joining us. I can't wait to hear about this. Can you tell us more about this doorway effect? Are the actual doorways the culprit?
Yeah, very good question. And so the first time it was being scientifically investigated was 2011, or that's when the first original study came out from the group in the United States, where they observed that in a virtual experiment, that if people crossed the doorways, they were more likely to forget what items they were carrying. And there were a couple of follow-up studies. But we found still there's room to explore that further and did our own studies, 4 experiments in total. And what they told us so far that the multiple factors, first of all, you know, to answer your question, it's not so much the doorway itself, but the context change that goes along typically when we cross through a doorway, and that our brain segments our mental life into compartments, and that contextual change is like a signal to the brain that that's a new event space, essentially, that we are now in.
Right. So it's the actual different settings. So it's your brain's got, this is the kitchen, this is what happens in the kitchen, and then that's the lounge room. Is that right?
Yeah, for instance. But it can even extend to semantic context. So even potentially changing a TV channel and, you know, switching between 2 different series or contexts, so going from a music show to an action show, even that could be enough to trigger a contextual change as well, especially if it's something that we're familiar with. And so the idea being that our brain, to be more efficient, actually breaks down our life into different sections, you know, like we have not all our files just on the desktop, or we know that it's much more better if you want to find something to have subfolders with topics. And that's the idea, that's what our brain is actually doing, has lots of subfolders with subtopics to actually be more efficient in retrieving information. But that comes with a slight cost, that if you transition between those directories, then we might notice sometimes little dip in performance in terms of carrying information from one directory to the other.
Right. And when are we more likely to forget when we go through these different settings or go through the doorways?
Yeah, so again, good question, because that's something that we looked at. So that we found that we only really noticed the effect strong enough in our experiment when the participants had something else on their mind. And so we asked them to count backwards from a certain number, and we found when we had this backwards counting task in mind, then the doorway did matter. So overall, obviously, it, you know, decreased their performance doing that extra task, but it was even more decreased in trials when they went through the doorway compared to not. So it told us that probably, you know, it's also a little bit to what real life is, that we are not single-minded when we go around the world and do what we do, but that we have other things in our mind. And that's when we're kind of most vulnerable, where these kind of changes in context have an effect on potentially forgetting what we had in mind.
Right. That's really interesting. I mean, it makes sense when you're thinking about it, a few different things at once and multitasking. Mm-hmm. Makes sense that it's harder to remember what we were doing to begin with. We are almost out of time, but I did want to ask what you're planning on doing with this research, these findings.
Yes, I think the next step, that's also what we originally planned, is would be looking at the brain effects and trying to understand, you know, do we actually see some noticeable effect in neural firing, you know, when people change or transition from one context to the other? So can we actually look at where that's happening in the brain? And so that I think will be the next cool step to take.
And could we say that if we are forgetting what we came into the room for, that that's actually just our brain doing its job?
Exactly. So it's just like a part, like one part of it, trying to be efficient as possible. And, you know, often benefits don't come without a cost. And so, we should be reminded of that, you know, our brain just tries its best. And and if we want to avoid that forgetting, obviously being single-minded or focused, that would be a good strategy to avoid that, obviously.
Oliver, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a good day.